Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm completely changing the subject. It's just you and me, by the way, folks. And I'm completely changing the subject 180 degrees, maybe 270 degrees from what I was talking about previously. And I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about what's happening right now in the coverage of some of the alleged atrocities that are being reported about in Iraq and Afghanistan. There are reports, as you well know, as you all should know by now, there are reports that in Afghanistan, probably and certainly apparently once or twice, one or two different places in Iraq, there were some things happened that appears that some U.S. servicemen and maybe women, I don't know, for all I know, but probably just men, have committed some atrocities. Now, this is all alleged. This is being investigated. There's some evidence that looks like that might have been what happened, but it hasn't been proved yet. In fact, one of the cases, the Army, I think, or maybe the Marines, I've forgotten who's investigating, has come back and said, this is not what happened at all. This wasn't an atrocity at all. This was something that was whatever happened was justified because our men and women were under fire and they returned fire. So, but here's the point that I want to make. When you listen to, I'm not going to get into whether we should be in Iraq or Afghanistan. I'm not going to get into any of that. I have my opinions. You have your opinions. That's not really what's important right now. To me, what's important is that when you hear the media wanting to report on these things over and over and over again, every show from Fox to CNN and all the ones in between, over and over again about these things and dissecting them and analyzing them and bringing on these talking head analysts, et cetera, When they're talking about, they're speculating on things that the investigation isn't completed on. They're just things that we've heard about over and over again. What happens is it makes it sound like that's the only thing that's happening in those countries. And so my question to the media, to mainstream media, is this. I will listen, or my statement to them is this. I will listen to you rambling on and on, going on and on ad nauseum about these things, talking about things that you really don't know anything about, that you're really doing a lot of speculating on. I'll listen to that. If you balance it, speaking of balance, if you balance that proportionately with all the good things that our men and women have done in those two countries. When I think about, you know, when I think about one young man that I know who was injured in an IED, a roadside bomb, and he was injured. He was quite injured, and only the day or two before he had spent his own money to buy volleyballs or I guess soccer balls I guess to give to the local neighborhood children. And that's the kind of relationship that he had with those neighborhood children. And when we think about, you know, where's all the coverage of all the good things about all the wells and the relationships that have been built over there? Where's all the coverage of all the good things? Where's all the coverage of maybe 20 million women being liberated in those two countries? Where's the coverage of all of that? When they start showing me proportionate balance of the thousands of good things that are a couple hundred thousand or more. I heard recently that we've had 1 million Americans in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan over the last 4 years or so. When you start showing me what those people have done nice, that have done well, and that have been the best of America, then I'll let you tell me about some of these alleged atrocities. And folks, I encourage you don't, you know, you, I'm not trying to tell you what to listen to, but take all of that with a grain of salt. These, if these atrocities prove to be true, they will wind up being a handful of people who did one thing on one day, as opposed to a million who did lots of things over many years. And I think we ought to keep all of that into consideration. America's men and women in the military are absolutely the best America has to offer. And I thank God for them every day. And I pray for them every day. And I hope you do too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.